This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwemke. Dana Leong's music spans multiple genres. The two-time Grammy Award-winning musician, composer, and producer's mesmerizing sound combines jazz, funk, classical, and hip-hop. Leong is often referred to as the high-def Yo-Yo Ma. Raised in San Francisco, the electric cellist and trombonist first picked up the cello in third grade and the trombone just a year later. Leong taught himself to apply jazz techniques to the cello and classical techniques to the trombone. He would later attend the Manhattan School of Music to further hone his skills on the two instruments. While in New York, Leong got involved with studio work with artists from the hip-hop and Latin pop world. Kanye West, Lil' Kim, and Mark Anthony gave Leong opportunities to experiment, improvise, and work outside the classroom. By 2006, Leong was ready to release an album of his own, Leaving New York. Its blend of jazz, funk, and rock was different from his sophomore release, Anthems of Life, which exposed more of Leong's hip-hop influences. He was joined by guest MCs on several tracks. Leong's first CD with the Dana Leong Trio was Dream State, released in 2012. The trio was a featured act at the 2011 Blue Note Jazz Festival, the Sleepless Night Miami Beach Festival, and the Vladivostok International Jazz Festival. Leong has served as a U.S. musical ambassador and a World Economic Forum Young Global Leader. His trio, slightly different from the Dream State lineup, includes Panayotis Andreo on bass and vocals, and Val Inc. on turntables. The Dana Leong Trio took their boundless sound to the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish for a March 19, 2015 concert. Here's the Dana Leong Trio on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Yeah. Panayotis Andreu on electric bass. The mighty Panayotis Andreu. What a treat to be able to play music together. Opus 1, Why I Cry. I originally wrote it when I represented the United States as a musical ambassador, and I was afforded the ability and the honor and the opportunity to travel around Southeast Asia for 2 months. And just the sights and the sounds, everything that I was able to take in, and the just the level of life and the disparity, the beauty, all of that that came to me through these travels and these journeys, while sharing, you know, the joy of American culture and music. I took that, brought it home, and I wrote this song. And originally it was like a prayer. You know, I used to say that, you know, we're all told that we're born equal. And we know that's the truth. We know it. But the problem is that we're not always afforded the same opportunities to keep it that way. Right. And I thought that it was a prayer from the bottom up. But a few months ago, I was afforded the opportunity to speak in front of many of the world's presidents. And I realized that this piece keeps reinventing itself for me. I realized that the prayer and the mission goes from the bottom up, but also the top down. Right. And then the third step is that it also comes from the inside out. So we have to make a change from every which direction possible, from the bottom up, from the top down, and from the inside out. Seems logical enough, right? And it doesn't have to be spoken. It's an act of faith, we can call it that. So hopefully I can have your commitment from this point on to be the best you that you can be from today, from tomorrow, from next week, next month, next year, all the way out. What do you think? Yeah. I like this town. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I wanted to dedicate that to all the beautiful young people I met today at the school and the center. So some of you are here. Thank you. This is for you. I learned so much, and I felt so much richer as a person as a result. Thank you. This next song is entitled One Life. I truly believe that just like food, music carries meaning, it carries energy, it provides sustenance, and you are directly related to what you consume. And music, even with or without words, all the same, can still carry message, can still be a narrative, can have meaning, can tell a story, right? Can make you feel better. Thank you. This is entitled Retro Vertigo. Thank you. Yeah. This is entitled The Theme from Life After Dark. It's written for all those out there who don't show their struggle on their face. We carry it on our backs and in our hearts.
Oh,
No Cover, No Minimum Radio with the Dana Leong Trio on SDPB.
Yes, thank you. The theme from Life After Dark. We're going to do something. What do we still know? I wrote entitled Rain. Thank you. Thank you so much. We've got one more for you. It's Thursday, right? It's Thursday going on Saturday. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your energy. We as musicians, we feed off of that. We love it. We love to give it back. This is entitled Gravity. It's been such a pleasure to be here and share music and energy feelings with you guys here in Spearfish. Thank you. Thank you.
Dana Leong Trio closes their March 19, 2015 concert at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. Dana Leong performed on electric cello and trombone, Panayotis Andreou on bass and vocals, and Val Inc. on turntables. Learn more by going to danaleong.com. Thanks to the Matthews Opera House. Check out their website at matthewsopera.com. This concert was recorded by Jack Hughes. If you'd like to listen again or hear any of our previous programs, go to sdpb.org, click Listen, then Radio Programs. I'm Steve Zwemke. Listen again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.